Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More now on the U.S. airstrikes. We're joined by Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So let me ask you right up front, do you support the president's move last night, this 59 cruise missile airstrike on that airbase in Syria, or not?
Well, I think the president has sent an important message that we're not going to stand by while brutal dictators use chemical weapons against anybody. But there are a lot of questions left unanswered, and we need to understand what the long-term goal is here. What is the president's strategy? Where is this all headed? Those are questions that he has to answer for Congress and the American people, and most of all for our troops that we're asking to risk their lives on the ground.
If the president is inclined to take further military action against Syria, does he need congressional approval first? Many of your colleagues and Senator Elizabeth Warren think so.
Yes, if he's going to take further action, he needs congressional approval. It's very clear in the Constitution that that is the duty and authority of Congress.
President Trump criticized former President Obama for not sticking by Mr. Obama's red line threat for intervening in Syria back in 2012 after a previous chemical attack. Do you believe action was overdue?
Well, in a sense, yes. Now, if you remember, what happened is President Obama drew the red line. He then did not act, which I disagreed with. But he did go to Congress, and Congress Republican Congress voted against taking action. So it's a complicated history and a complicated conflict. But of course, President Trump has been all over the map on this as well. He has earlier just this week said that Assad, essentially said that Assad would remain in power. Now he's saying that Assad should go. Back in 2013, he came out and against President Obama's interest in striking Syria and said that the president should not get involved. So we need to have a clear strategy and a clear plan, because I don't think it's apparent to anybody where President Trump is going with this.
What kind of plan are you looking for?
Well, here are some of the questions that we need to answer. You know, are we at war in Syria, or is this just an isolated attack against their use of weapons of mass destruction? What is our goal? What are we going to do to end the civil war? Are we going to protect civilians? I mean, it's rather ironic that President Trump has shut off America to Syrian refugees, the very victims of these kinds of attacks, at the same time as he's shooting Tomahawk missiles at their country. What is our plan to defeat ISIS? And how has Trump's position on regime change with Assad changed since his statements on Monday? There are a lot of questions about what's going on in Syria and where this is all headed and what exactly the president means with this attack.
Let me ask you one question out of your answer there. Do you want the president now to change his policy and allow Syrian refugees to come to the United States, given the ongoing conflict in Syria?
Without question. And there are a lot of ways in which President Trump has changed his mind and changed his position, often in very hypocritical ways over the past couple years. This is an opportunity for President Trump to recognize his mistake and do the right thing, not just for the Syrian people, but for us, for our national security. Because when we prevent the refugees, the very victims of Assad and of ISIS, from coming to our shores to seek refuge and freedom, then we're just playing into the hands of our enemies. We're playing into the hands of the terrorists who are trying to say that America is at war with the Muslim faith. So we have an opportunity here to do the right thing, and I certainly hope the president changes his position.
Relations with Russia. Russia criticized the strike, calling it aggression against a sovereign state that will harm relations with the U.S. Do you think this could inflate the crisis in Syria?
Well, again, this is one of the questions that the president really has to answer for us. We have to understand what's going on with Russia. Of course, this also is a question because we don't know what's been going on between the Trump campaign and the Trump White House and Russia outside of whatever is going on in Syria. Now, that's why I've been calling for a bipartisan, independent investigation into what the ties between the Trump administration and Russia exactly are. So that's one question. But then the second is just, what is the potential for further conflict? Russia has now said that they're withdrawing from the coordination that they set up with us to make sure that our military doesn't conflict with theirs as we're both prosecuting the war in Syria. If that breaks down and U.S. and Russian warplanes could get into direct conflict, that could significantly raise the risk of a broader war between the U.S. and Russia, which obviously would be disastrous.
Well, what do you think that risk is? At least one of your congressional colleagues worries the airstrike could escalate into a direct U.S.-Russian confrontation. Are you worried about that?
Well, clearly it's not the intention, but the problem is that in a complex war like this, a lot of things can go wrong. And that's, again, why we have to have a clear plan. We need to explain not just to our troops and to our allies and to the American people what our goal is in Syria, but we also need to telegraph that to folks like Russia so they understand what we're trying to achieve with these strikes or any further military action that we take.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, thanks a lot for joining WBUR's Morning Edition Live. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.